Part 5, A Final Tribute. 100 years ago, 1st of November 1871, that herald of the Baha'i faith, the immortal Lua, was born. In 1971, Baha'is throughout America and Canada honoured her memory in thanksgiving for the gift of life she bestowed upon so many of them. It is only fitting that this all too inadequate account of her dramatic life should close with this final tribute from the pen of Abdu'l-Bahá, the master Lua loved so dearly. The following are the words of Abdu'l-Bahá, which will remain forever as the balance in which we may weigh the life of this heroine of God. Supplication for the attracted maidservant of God, Lua, who ascended to the supreme concourse, upon her be greeting and praise. He is God. O Lord, O Lord, verily thy maidservant, who was attracted with the fragrance of thy holiness, enkindled with the fire of thy love, the herald of thy name, the spreader of thy signs among thy people, ascended to thee with humility and lowliness, trusting in thee with all her heart, liberated from all worldly ties and attractions, hoping for thy universal favour and mercy, desiring to enter thy radiant presence, supplicating thy all-encircling bounty, and begging for the descent of thy glorious bestowals. O Lord, exalt her station, submerge her in the ocean of thy compassion, and establish her in the midst of the paradise of immortality, in the universe of lights, the center of the beatific mysteries. O Lord, she believed in thee, chanted thy verses, turned her face towards thee with all her heart. Her spirit was rejoiced through thy glad tidings, and her soul was purified through the fire of thy love. Then amidst the concourse of humanity, she arose in the promotion of thy word, suffered every thirsty one to drink from the goblet of thy guidance, and healed every sick one with the antidote of thy knowledge. In thy path she travelled to distant countries and remote regions and gave the good news of thy kingdom throughout vast and spacious continents, until through the difficulties that she endured in thy path, her very flesh and bones were melted, diseases and sicknesses attacked her, her frail body failed her, her nerves and muscles weakened their functions, and her heart became the target of conflicting ailments. Then, while hoping for the immortal life, the eternal existence, she abandoned this mortal, ephemeral world. O Lord, grant her a palace in the neighbourhood of thy most great mercy. Cause her to dwell in the gardens of thy paradise. The Most High, illumine her countenance with the effulgence of thy good pleasure in the kingdom of thy glory. Usher her into the heaven of thy meeting, and suffer her to live everlastingly in the assemblage of transfiguration, whose refulgent lights are shining upon the world of hearts and the realm of consciousness. Verily, thou art the forgiving. Verily, thou art the pardoner. And verily, thou art the merciful of the most merciful. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas.